The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mike Spiess, coming to you live from Washington, the Toyota Center, home of the Wenatchee Wild Hockey Team. And today, of the third annual Wenatchee Valley Community College sponsored basketball tournament. This year is called the Native American Classic, and I'm a past president of Native American Classic. Memorabilia or media presence or anything like that. So, anyway, it's the third annual Wenatchee Valley Community College sponsored tournament. The first 2 years is a combination of high school teams and community college teams. I also have not seen any community college teams around, but here we are, the first game of the morning. And I've been broadcasting for almost 40 years, and for the first time, I am broadcasting from the supervisor's box of the penalty boxes for hockey. So I have a little booth here. And to my right is a penalty box with a little bench. To my left is the other penalty box. They couldn't find any power for me courtside, so I kind of like it. I'm just a bit above the scorer's table, so I don't get my D block as much. I'm right at half court. So I am the administrator of the penalty box. So something new. You're a snowflake, as my brother-in-law likes to call that. A new experience. Every snowflake's a new thing, so I'm having a snowflake experience broadcasting from the penalty box here at the Toyota Center. The DeSales boys coming into the ballgame with a 7-2 record. They won their tournament opener last night against Cascade of Leavenworth, and they will take on Tulalip Heritage, who beat Lake Roosevelt yesterday. This is a rematch of the teams that met in the state quarterfinals last year. Tulalip Heritage is 8-2. They return virtually their whole roster from that team that made it to the state tournament last year and was defeated by DeSales in the quarterfinals. So it should be a very, very good test for an Irish team that is quite frankly struggling just a bit lately. We'll talk more about that when we get into our pregame notes. You listen to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So as I mentioned in the opener, I am not quite courtside. I would guess I would call it rinkside. The hockey arena is covered by these insulated panels, and then the wooden basketball court sits on top of it. I am right just one body length, I guess you'd say, one chair length, to the right of half court, and to my right will be the Irish Boys Club. And the Tulalip Heritage Hawks will be over to my left. The Irish Boys will be the designated visitors on the scoreboard in their forest green uniforms with the Vegas gold trim. The Tulalip Heritage Hawks will be in the home white with red numbers trimmed in black. The head coach, Sean Sanchez, is over to my left, and the Irish coaching staff is over to my right. Look at the schedule of upcoming games for the Sails. They're in the midst of a busy season, you know, with the late start due to the football championship. And this will be the second of four games in 5 days. Last night, played at 7 p.m. against Cascade at Leavenworth, a 1A school that the Irish defeated by a score of 55-34. Today against Tulalip Heritage. No game tomorrow. Monday, the Irish will travel out to Tucci to take on a Tucci team that is currently 5-2 and ranked in the top 20 in the state RPI. And that is not a typical deal for the Tucci Indian Club, but they've won several ball games, and they've got some talented young players that are making a difference for them so far. So that will be an interesting matchup for the Irish boys as they travel out to Tucci on Monday. The girls tip off at 6, followed by the boys. And then Tuesday, a very short road trip. Walla Walla Valley Academy at Walla Walla Valley Academy's campus, in College Place. The girls will tip off at 6, followed by the boys for that one. So a busy time for the Irish boys in particular, 4 games in 5 days. They are 7-2. 7 plus 2 is 9. Play a 20-game regular season, so this is game number 10, so this will mark the halfway point of the regular season schedule for the Irish boys basketball team. Tulalip Heritage, they are 8-2. They'll start the second half of their 20-game schedule this one. We'll take a closer look at the Hawks and how they've been playing this year so far. Again, a reminder that these two teams met last year in the state quarterfinals, and Tulalip Heritage basically has that same roster back. We'll talk more about that in our next segment. You're listening to Irish Basketball, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Thank you. We have another addition player. I don't know if you know that or not. Number 15, Dylan Jones. I have him, yeah. Okay. 21 and 22.
Dylan Jones on
here. Yeah, I got Dylan Jones just written down here. Thank you.
I want you to cross out on here, obviously.
Yeah, 30 and 23. Thank you. Thank you.
Got it?
Yeah. Okay, the public address announcer is just bringing me over the starters. All right. Might have to look at that again because I'm missing one. They have some players scratched off that were starters on their team last year. That's interesting. I'm going to have to take another look at that. We were coming back on the air. He was talking to me. A lot going on there for a second. And you probably can hear the pregame warm-up music is a little on the loud side. Anyway, so Tulalip Heritage, he is 8-2. Their two most recent games, they played Lummi Nation Monday, January 5th, and lost to Lummi Nation 65-62. As a three-point game, Lummi Nation is the defending state champion, and they're ranked very highly in the state RPI. And then Friday, last night, they beat Lake Roosevelt, a 2B school that typically qualifies for the state tournament. They're struggling a bit this year. They're 4-7 overall, but they won that game 60-57. But as I turn my roster back over, I crossed out two players' names that were starters last year in that quarterfinal. A couple of juniors that started last year as sophomores, and they are crossed off on the public address announcers list. But Davian Parks, who's a senior, they don't list heights for their team, I'll just have to guess me, because he had 29 points and 5 rebounds last year in the quarterfinals against the Irish as a junior. Davis Deshond was a junior last year. He scored 5 in that quarterfinal. And Dixie's Miles Guilford, I remember him. He was very athletic. As a sophomore last year, he had 10 points and 9 rebounds. He had 5 offensive rebounds. They'll have to keep him off the board. He's not even listed as a starter. They listed number 21 as a starter, who I don't have on the actual roster. So I'm going to have to get that public address manager's attention again on that one. 21 is out there. And I watched the fourth quarter of their game versus Lake Roosevelt, and he was definitely playing. So I'm going to have to figure that one out. We'll do that in the next segment. The Irish boys, they'll start the same group they started last night. Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior, had 9 points last night against Cascade. He had 23 last year in that quarterfinal matchup with Tulalip Heritage. Cohen Wood, a 6-foot junior, will start. Malachi Raymond, he's rounding into shape now after missing the first several games of the year. I think he missed the first 7 games. Could be off one there. He broke his finger in the first round of the state football playoffs, so they did require some surgery to correct the issue. And then the first game I know he teed up for was against Conway, and that was a makeup game on December 30th. So he played just a little bit in that one, and then he played in the Christmas Classic Friday and Saturday. Played a little bit on Friday, actually started, but played sparingly January 3rd. And he played, Coach Wood played all his guys quite a bit against an overmatched Cascade Christian team. The Irish boys were up 40-17 at the half. But Malachi, I think this will be the first game where he's going to start and probably play as many minutes as he effectively can against a very good team. And last year, Malachi had a double-double against these guys, 11 points. and 12 rebounds. Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, will start. Manning had 13 first half points yesterday and was our Dairy Queen player of the game. While the game was still competitive, he really was a difference maker. And then Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, will start. Maddox had a 12-point game against Tulare Catholic Heritage last year in the quarterfinals. So I'm going to take another break. I'm going to bother the public address announcer again and try to figure out who number 21 is. And we'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So my initial score sheet, I looked at their roster that was posted online, and then I wrote those down, and then I cross-checked it with the roster from last year in the state quarterfinals, and then I filled my score sheet out. But Amari Hatch, who was a sophomore last year and started against us, is not on. Well, at least he didn't make this trip, I'll say that. And then Jalen Gray, another sophomore who's a returning starter, he did not make the trip either. And then a third player, Peyton Hatch, who was a freshman last year who played against DeSales at the state tournament, he is a fourth player, Alanisius Williams, is not listed. But one player who is starting, who is not on the posted roster on the website or on the team last year, Tayari Williams Archibald. He is a sophomore, and he will be a starter. And now they've got the music turned down, and they're doing the official starting lineups. I think I have those already to you, and the score sheet. I'm really looking for the Sales to have a focused effort. At times they've been inconsistent. Their two losses are obviously to two very good teams. The RPI rankings are updated at least once a week now. And right now the Sales has dropped from number 3 to number 5. The two teams they've lost to, Liberty Christian is now ranked number 1. They are undefeated. We lost to them at the Sales this past Wednesday. And then Moses Lake Christian is ranked number 2, and they are undefeated. And that's who we lost to last Friday in the Christmas tournament. So the Irish boys were beaten by 10 and 7 points by the number 1 and number 2 ranked teams in the state. Tulare Heritage at 8-2 is ranked 14th. So rankings, especially this early, don't mean a ton. that they are early measuring stick. And the Irish boys, after finishing third in the state in three straight seasons, a lot of these seniors are really thinking, hey, this is our year to get the golden ball and win that state championship and get over the hump and into a championship game after losing the state semifinals 3 years in a row. And that is still very achievable. But they have some things to work on for sure. And one thing that makes this season a little different, of course, is the fact that they got a very slow start to their season with the state football tournament and the Irish football team going all the way to December 5th. So normally, in a normal basketball season, they would have already played two or three games by December 5th. And they had to get their five practices in and then start the game. So, but now, this month of January, chance for guys to find out where their problems are and get those ironed out and fixed. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as they announce the starting lineups have been completed. We've had our national anthem. Very quiet the gym. There's, well, I have to look through the scuffed up plexiglass here on the back side of the penalty box where I'm sitting. There's this very sparse crowd on hand for this early game in the Toyota Center. It's a little bit bigger than the Tri-City Toyota Center, I think. And we're ready for the opening tip. And the Irish control it. Malachi Raymond out leaping Xerxes Miles Alexander. Miles Guilford, excuse me. And Maddox Filon bringing it into front court. Now to Raymond, now to Green. Gets a screen. Dumps it back to Raymond, who came off the pick and roll. No room to shoot. Kick in the corner to Wood. Now with it on the right wing is Maddox Filon. Tries to drive, kick back to Wood. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Rebound Malachi Raymond inside. And then he has it knocked away high in the air. And it goes to Tacola Black Tomahawk, a senior for the Hawks. And the other way comes Archibald with it. Dumps it down low to Tomahawk. He scores and he's fouled. So Tayari Williams Archibald broke down the defense on the dribble, and Tacola Black Tomahawk, a senior, puts it up and in. And they don't list heights on their team. They're not particularly tall, but Tomahawk looks to go about 6'1", I'll say. And he hits the free throw. So the Irish get a couple of looks the other way, but don't score. Got an offensive rebound sandwich in there as well, but they Hawks score first, up 3-0 on the ice. Raymond passes inside to Filon. Manning takes a shot inside off the back iron, won't go. Rebound Archibald. Archibald quickly out to Tomahawk on the right wing. Drives right side, spins around Green and lays it in. Tacola, Black Tomahawk. Five straight points to open things up for the Hawks. And then Maddox Filon drives right side on Archibald. He has the ball stripped away and out of bounds.
So Tacola Black Tomahawk came off the bench last year in that quarterfinal game, scored 1 point in the game, but he is 2 for 2, 5 points. They lob it into Malachi Raymond on the inbound. He catches it and puts it up in the lock and down. Malachi, good vertical leap, nice cut pass by Spencer Green. Irish down 5 to 2 in the front court, running the offense. Xerxes, Miles Guilford. Green checking him. Irish playing man-to-man defense. Guilford goes right by Green into the lane and collides with Manning Filan. That's going to be a foul on Manning Filan. So Manning picks up his first. So.
Now
shooting
the pair.
Damian
Burks.
And. Let's go, make him
count. No, that wasn't Miles Guilford. And it was actually Damian Parks who was on the drive. And he hits one of two free throws. So Damian Parks is senior. So 6 to 2. Irish miss a shot coming the other way with the rebound is Parks. Parks gets it to Archibald. Archibald tries to drive on Wood and he travels. And the Irish, after the turnover, will head back the other way. Trying to get my phone turned off because somebody keeps trying to call me and keeps ringing. And hopefully I've got that solved now. In the left corner, Maddox Filan. He takes the three and hits it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three by Maddox Filan. It's a rip city, nothing but nap. The Irish trail by one now at 6-5. So the Sales have scored 5 in a row. And there's a travel call on Damian Parks. Damian Parks, number 29 points and 5 rebounds against the Irish last year. And he's, so 2 straight possessions. The Hawks called for traveling as they tried to get into their offense. Green will inbound it back court to Maddox Filan. The Irish down 6-5. He dribbles up the left sideline and now passes to Manning Filan out high. Straight man-to-man in-your-face defense by the Hawks. Spencer Green, hesitation to drives the top of the key, finds Filan wide open underneath. Lay in Manning Filan. Manning set a little token screen out front. Two defenders went with Spencer, and Manning left open underneath. Nice assist by Spencer Green. Nice finish by Manning. Irish have their first lead at 7-6. 5:18 to go first quarter. Miles Guilford gives it up top to Hatch. Hatch from 17 straight away. He hits it. He's got 3 points, and the Hawks back in front 8-7. Maddox Filan brings him to the front court. Archibald forces him to the left. Now gets it to Raymond. Raymond cut off on the drive. Up top on him is Xerxes Guilford. Now Green with it. Swing it left wing to Wood. Wood looking cross court. Up top it goes to Maddox Filan. Now to Green. Lob down low to Manning Filan on the baseline. No room to shoot up top to Raymond. Into Wood. 5 on the shot clock. Cohen shot in the middle. Won't go. Rebound Archibald. Archibald, long pass left court to Black Tomahawk. Tomahawk drives on the left side, stripped by Malachi Raymond. Irish have a 3-on-1. He's got Green on the right side. He'll step back into the corner. No shot available. Gets it to the trailer of Filan, and Manning leaves it short. Ball's loose on the floor. Tomahawk gets it. And he gets it off to Rushon. Rushon ahead to Archibald, who lays it in. Boy, they are fast from one end to the other. So the Irish had a 3-on-1 fast break. But both players in front of Raymond were on his right. Now they get it down low to Manning Filan. And he got it to Spencer, who chose to back it into the corner. And then they got right on him. He couldn't get a shot off. And then Manning, the trailer, was wide open but left a bunny short off the front rim. Maddox Filan drives in, leaves it short. Barely nicked the rim. Long outlet pass ahead to Miles Guilford. He misses a wide open shot. Now he'll foul on the rebound. The Sales boys, the Filan brothers that missed back-to-back. Well, Wood had a miss in there, too. But just leaving a 5-footer about 4 inches short, barely nicking the front rim. I don't know if the depth perception here in the Toyota Center is bugging them or not, but the Irish got a break there as Miles Gilchrist missed the behind the whole defense lane and then fouled Malachi Raymond trying to get the ball back. Maddox Bottom gets it to Jackson Gazelle. Gazelle is checked in for Spencer Green. Now right wing pass goes to Raymond. Now down low to Byron. Gets it to a cutting Cone Wood. Can't get the shot, but he's fouled. Nice job on the man-to-man D offense. Spread the floor, got the ball deep on the right wing. Cohen cut off a screen from the left side, right down the lane. And I'm trying to figure out where they do not have an individual. Yes, they do. There it is. I had to find it. And it was fouls on number two. Number two. There's no number two on the Hawks. And Cohen's first free throw is an air ball. Second free throw is good. Irish having a little trouble with their depth perception so far. He hits the second one. Irish down 10-8. Pop. It's moving parts. This is a hockey facility. I know they play basketball games here as well, but scoreboard's a little confusing right now. And there goes Davian Parks. He confused our defense. He dribbled right by three guys and laid it in on the right side. Coach would not have that. Irish down 12-8. Maddox Filan can't get anybody in the air on a drive now. Get to Manning Filan at the right elbow. The ball tipped away from him. Maddox runs it down. Now to Manning. Manning splits the defense, shoots it up over Black Tomahawk. In and out, stays out. Rebound Collingwood. He leaves it short. Rebound by Davian Parks. Missing shots inside, whether wide open or in traffic, has been an issue for the Irish now for several games. Parks breaks down the defense, dumps it to Tomahawk. Black Tomahawk for laying. Timeout, Coach Wood. The Sales boys, some of the things that have been an issue lately are cropping up. Missing inside shots, and get beating down the court by a very fast Tulalip Heritage Club. 14-8, Tulalip Heritage, as we get near the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, trying to figure out the foul displays here. So to my left is a very large, looks like a big screen scoreboard, but the big screen part's all blacked out. So down below they do have the team fouls, and each team has two team fouls. At the other end, way up at the rafters, they have the score and the time and the period, and then there's, I thought it was a player and number of fouls thing, but it just says two and two, and it's shots on goal. So the shots on goal part isn't going to do us any good. The two team fouls on each team, I only have one recorded for each team, so I'll get that figured out. Maddox firing after the timeout, as dribbling, gets it off to Jackson Gazelle, cut off on the drive. Looking inside, nobody open. Shot clock is down to five. Maddox Filan with it now. He's going to have to lean in and pour something up. He will from the middle, and he hits it. Maddox Filan with five on the shot clock. Took it in the lane and put it up over the top of the defender. Irish down 14-10. Black Tomahawk gets it to Parks. He drives and cut off by Gazelle. Now up top to Tomahawk. Coach Wood, I think, was really exhorting the defense. Now Tomahawk on the drive, cut off by Raymond. Pass thrown away near half court. Chasing it down is Parks, but he stepped on the half court line. So the Sales, let's turn up the heat on defense. As they've been giving up some straight line drives off the dribble, and they stopped two players, and they end up throwing it away. Checking in after that timeout is Jake Warwick, a 6-foot sophomore. So Richmond and Jimenez is also checked in. So Spencer Green is back in as well. He took a little break. So Spencer Green, Malachi Raymond, two starters out there along with Gazelle. Now Raymond gets a pass up front, three on the way out the arm, and go rebound, Black Tomahawk. Black Tomahawk has it knocked away by Spencer Green. He's fouled by Spencer Green. And that will be first one. First personal listening to public address announcer. And as I mentioned that, a good friend and colleague of mine who usually listens to the game, Lynn Kuntz, a friend of hers, Eric Kuntz, is the PA announcer, and he asked me to make sure I said hi to you when I got the chance. So there we go. Archibald, that's a stolen away by Jimenez. Now Warwick's got it. Warwick ahead to Jimenez. Jimenez will lay it in. So Mateo Jimenez with the defense. Got it to Warwick. Warwick got it back to him. And the Irish, just like that, are within two at 14-12. And inside a minute to go in the first quarter. Nice response since the timeout for the Irish. They've definitely turned up the defense. Down low they go to Bashan. Bashan kicks it back up to Parks. Parks fires a three. It won't go. Rebound, Cazell. Cazell out left to Spencer Green. Spencer will survey the numbers. Now between the leg with the dribble on the right wing. Now to Malachi Raymond. Up top to Cazell. Cazell on the left wing to Warwick. Back to Green. Loses it. Drops the ball. Gets it. He's on his knees. We'll get it to Raymond. Raymond pass inside to Jimenez. Behind him, Jimenez tries to dump it to Warwick. And he goes off his out of that hands out of bounds. So DeSales can't find a way to keep their hands on the ball there. Started with Spencer. The ball was right in his hands. He dropped it off his leg, saved it, and then it was like hot potato after that. Irish turn it over. Now, where the Irish could have taken the last shot of the quarter, now the Hawks, with 12 seconds to go, will, Davian Parks will start the offense to Bashan on the left wing, down to 6 seconds. They get it inside to Black Tomahawk. His shot won't go. Actually, that's not Black Tomahawk, but he missed the shot. Right into the lead on this number 20. Jaden Zacchus, he missed the shot, and the Irish, good defense there after that timeout. They were down 14-8. They're now down 14-12 after 8 minutes. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right. Sales down 14-12 after 8 minutes. Maddox filing leads the Irish with 5 points. Hank Warren, Edward Jones, three and a 2-point field. One of two from the free throw line. The Hawks are led by the 7 points of Tacola Black Tomahawk on three field goals and a free throw. He scored the first 5 points of the game. And then Davian Parks, a senior, has 5 points. They aren't a particularly tall team. They don't lift heights, but they're all basically eyeball to eyeball with the DeSales players. Black Tomahawk is fairly tall. He and Malachi Raymond are about the same height. Archibald dribbles to the left elbow, takes a shot backboard, nothing else. Rebound by Maddox Fileman. He has it ripped away by Black Tomahawk. No, that's by Zacchus, Z-A-C-K-U-S-E, Jaden Zacchus. He fell down and traveled. He came in just before the end of the first quarter and ended up taking that last shot of the first quarter. Manning Filan with the ball. Spencer Green, Maddox Filan, Malachi Raymond, Cohen Wood, the starting five out there for Coach Wood. Down low to Manning Filan. Backing in, tries to dump it down low on a cut to Malachi Raymond, has it slapped away and out of bounds. And now they're discussing who it's off of. And The first official said it was going to be Hawks basketball, but Malachi Raymond says, what? And then the official out on the wing says, no, it's SAO's ball. So 13 on the shot clock. The Irish are inbound into the basket. Last play, they tried to lob it inside to Raymond. He caught it and laid it in. This time they go in the corner to Madison. Swing it to Green for three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebounded by the Hawks. Davian Parks pushing it up the front court. On the left wing, it's back Tomahawk. Cut off, kick in the corner to Marshawn. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound battle. Wood takes it away from Zakus. Green with the ball now coming into front court. In the right corner, Malachi Raymond tries to drive on Bashan, pulls up from 5 feet. And they say no basket and a push foul. And an offensive foul on Malachi Raymond pushing off on the drive. And that's the second foul on Malachi. So that's the foul I missed earlier. So Malachi with two fouls. Neither team has scored here a minute into the second quarter. 14-12. The Lala Heritage with the ball and the lead. Davian Parks, 5 first quarter points. As I mentioned in the pregame, he scored 29 last year as a junior in the state quarterfinals. Game the Irish won. I get to Bashan. Left corner pass goes to Miles Guilford. His shot won't go. Rebound by Raymond, or excuse me, by Manning Filer. Now Spencer in the front court. The white-shirted Hawk hustle back. Green just goes right by him, though. He just hesitated on the dribble. They all ran back and got in place. Spencer just kind of stood there and then sliced to the basket. His lay-in gives the Irish the tie and Spencer's first points. And there's a three-pointer by Davian Park, Hank Ward, and Edward Jones three, right in front of the Irish bench. And he turned around and a little bit of a signal, a little bit of a nothing over to done. But he let everybody know, I just hit a three. And they dump it down low to Raymond. Raymond turns it to touch shot and W's five. Manning filing at the high post. Malachi Raymond flashing to the low post. I like that action. And Malachi will go to the line to shoot two. His two players had to collapse on him. They'll make him earn it at the free throw line. Malachi with 2 points. And he hits the first free throw. Mack, they call him. Irish down 17-15. Got to write down who that foul was on. Dang it. Second one off the mark. Rebounded by the Hawks. Xerxes Guilford gives it off to Parks. Parks drives by Green, goes all the way in and lays it in. So Davian Parks asserting himself. He scored 5 in a row and the Hawks up 19-15. He can score in bunches. Maddox filing between the circles. Pass left wing to Green. Spencer gets to the foul and dumps it to Manning. Filing a little hook shot. And it rolls and drops. Manning Filand has missed some inside shots, but that had the nice soft roll on the high. It's down 19-17. 5:25 to go in the first half. Xerxes Alexander in the corner to Zakus. No, that's Black Tomahawk, and he hits a three. Nicola Black Tomahawk. So Parks and Tomahawk getting after the Irish. They've scored all eight of their points in the quarter. 22-17 Hawks. They get inside the Manning file, and he's fouled under the basket. Not a shooting foul, though. Fouls on Black Tomahawk. First foul on Tomahawk. Each team with 14 fouls in the second quarter, so free throws the rest of the first half on all defensive fouls. They swing it around to Green after the inbound is... Inbound, his three-pointer is long. Chased down the far corner by Wood. Back up to Filand. His three is short. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Bashan. Bashan up court to Zakus. Zakus, his shot's an air ball. Goes right to Parks. Parks misses a shot. Gets it back. Misses again. Rebound and put back by Miles Guilford. 24-17. Irish down by 7. 4:37 to go in the first half. Maddox Filand. Tries to drive, cut off by Zakus. Zakus is giving him good minutes as the only player that's coming off the bench. And now Manning Filand trying to back in on Miles Guilford is called for a double dribble. So the Irish got within 2, but now the Hawks up by 7. Jackson Gazelle is going to check in for Spencer Green. 24-17, Irish down 7. And now we've got stoppage of play. As one of the Hawks was tying their shoe, looks like. Sean Sanchez, their head coach, sets his offense as Davian Parks walks it up court. 10 points for Davian Parks. 10 points for Tocola Black Tomahawk. Rashawn with the ball right now. No room to shoot. Kick out to Parks. Parks goes right by Manning. Filan misses a lay-in and runs over the top of two DeSales players. Offensive foul called on Parks. So the Irish, good help defense. Parks beat Manning in the left corner. That's a tough matchup for Manning Filan. And Coach Sanchez saying, hey, those guys are both moving. Let's get a break there. No, they didn't reset the team fouls. I knew that wasn't right. Hawks have three team fouls. We have one. They never reset it at the end of the first quarter. And there's another foul on the Hawks. Reaching in is Miles Guilford. They say that's his first. I already have him one. Four fouls now on the Hawks. Maddox Filan gets the ball inbounds. Shoots the ball from the corner over Black Tomahawk. Won't go. Rebound Hawks. Coming the other way is Miles Guilford. He shoots up a one-handed left-hander from the baseline. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Zacoose. Won't go. Rebound by Raymond. I was stuck on 17 right now. Down 24-17. Good on the right wing of the ball. On the drive, it'll fade away in the lane. Leaves it short. Rebound by Miles Guilford. Now left the baton. The Sales leaving everything short. Short. Quick three from the corner by Parks. He's got it. He's got the hot hand. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And the Hawks are up 10. And the Irish boys are looking tired and a bit discouraged right now. My body language reads is correct on some of our guys. We'll see how they do. They get inside it. Manning finally spins inside on Miles Guilford. Leaves it short. Gazelle fights for the rebound. He's on the deck. He's tied up. Manning did the hard part. He was being guarded by Miles Guilford. He has got to the basket on the left side, stepped to the right, and then spun back around to the left. Guilford completely fooled, and Manning couldn't finish the wide open shot. Now Maddox Fine's going to get a break and Spencer Green back in. The Irish being outscored 13-5 here in the first 5 minutes of the second quarter. Inbounded to Green in the corner. Left corner three on the way off the iron short. Follows his own shot, gets the rebound. Kick out to Wood. Wood has the ball slapped away. It's still loose. Malachi Raymond can't get the handle on it, and Xerxes Alexander does. Here they come the other way. Parks in the right corner to Bashan. Three on the way. He's got it. Oh, Hawks right now. Bashan's first basket, the fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three of the quarter, and they are opening up 30-17. The Sales down 13. Timeout. Irish with 2:30 to go in the half on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Tulalip Heritage Hawks are hot from beyond the arc. Four Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in this quarter. DeSales has made just one in this ballgame. Maddox Filan's first shot attempt of the first quarter was a three. The Irish have not been able to hit from beyond the arc, and the speed of the game and the on-ball defense for the Hawks, giving the Irish trouble at times. Warwick in the ballgame now after the timeout, gets it to Wood. Down low to Jimenez, is checked in. Jimenez is double-teamed as the ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds, and the officials all look at each other, and I think they might end up going to possession error on this. Oh, no, they got, okay, a flop warning. So Jimenez was double-teamed, and all of a sudden Miles Guilford went on his back, and they're going to call a flop warning. I think then if they do it again, that would be a technical foul. I'm broadcasting from the penalty box area of the hockey rink,
And maybe somebody will get in trouble having come from the penalty box. They get inbound. Jimenez will drive in. Finds a wide open Warwick underneath of the lane. Jake Warwick with the bucket. And Jimenez with the aggressive drive through a double team. And there's the ball knocked away by the Irish and off the leg of Bashan. So the Irish get a bucket and a turnover. Got to finish strong here in what's been a rough second quarter. Irish down 30-19 with the ball. Chance to score on back-to-back possessions. Wood drives in, 8-footer, leaves it short. Rebound, Miles Guilford. At half court, loses dribble, gets it back. Now Black Tomahawk with it. Gazelle on him. Black Tomahawk, a couple dribbles now. He'll give it to Davian Parks. The senior will look at his coach to get the play call. He loses the handle on the dribble. And then his dive short, can't get it. Parks gets it back, has to give it up now to Guilford. 5 on the shot clock in the corner to Black Tomahawk. Up to Parks. Parks drives in, puts it off the glass. Won't go. Jimenez with the strong rebound. Gets a bounce pass out to Gazelle. Nice defense by the Irish. Good rebound by Mateo. Irish in the front court. Spencer Green with it. Deshaun on him. Now gets it right wing to Warwick. Irish down 11 with a minute to go in the first half. There's a cutter in the lane. It's Wood. Wood tries to find room, can't do it. Get it to Warwick. Kick out to Jimenez. 7 on the shot clock. Jimenez kick up top to Gazelle. Now to Green. Deep 3 by Green. Off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound at Parks. Parks outlets to Miles Guilford. Up to Bashan. 47 seconds to go in the half. Bashan's shot won't go. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Hawks. Oh, boy. I'll talk about that in a moment. Blackhawk, Tomahawk gets it to Parks. Parks 3 in and out. Rebound by Green. But a moment ago, the ball was loose and went right to Cohen Wood. He just tripped over his own feet and fell down. And they got the ball back. But the Irish get a break on it. They get down low to Wood. Kick out to Green. Or to Jimenez for 3. And Mateo Jimenez hits the Hank Warren Edward Jones 3. The freshman has the first within 8. They were down 13 at the 2-minute mark. 30-22. Irish down 8. The Hawks will probably play for the last shot here. Down to 10 seconds. Black Tomahawk gets to the foul line area. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Parks. Parks on the drive. Puts up an 8-footer and he scores it to beat the buzzer. Parks, a 10-point second quarter for Davian Parks. And halfway through this game, in the Monacy Valley Community College of Basketball Tournament. The Irish down 32-22. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Is that 2 minutes? Okay, we're back live at the half. DeSales down 32-22. DeSales got down early 5-0 on back-to-back baskets by Tacola Black Tomahawk. One of them was a 3-point play the traditional way. Then the Irish got up 6-5, and then it was 7-6. And they end up being outscored 14-12 in the first quarter, but the second quarter was all Hawks. Davian Parks, he goes about 6 foot, I would say, the 6 foot senior, 10 points in the quarter. They hit 4 Hank Warden Edward Jones 3-point field goals as a team. They led by as many as 13 points. The Irish got it down to 8 there in the last minute of the quarter and a chance to play for the last shot of the quarter. But the Hawks are able to score a couple of quick ones at the end of the quarter and end up outscoring the Irish 18-10 in the second quarter and lead at the half 32-22.
This game marks a halfway point of the season, the regular season. 20-game regular season is what you play. The Irish are 7-2. This is their 10th game. And we'll check out the schedule as we start the second half of the season coming up this week. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The sales boys trail at the half from the Toyota Center here in Wenatchee, Washington, 32-22 against a very good Tulalip Heritage Ball Club. They came in with an 8-2 record, ranked number 14 in the most recent RPI poll. The Irish came in with a 7-2 record, ranked number 5. But the Irish been a little bit of a tough stretch, losing to Moses Lake Christian, the number one ranked team at the time, 54-44, and then losing to Liberty Christian, 58-51, who at the time was ranked number three. DeSales is ranked number two, I think. And now they're playing a very good Tulalip Heritage team that last week went right down to the end of the ballgame against the defending state champion, Lemon Nation, 65-62. And Tulalip Heritage is the better team right now. And the Irish boys have to get things figured out. So right now we have the younger group, the non-starting group for the Irish are out shooting around. I think there's a little heart-to-heart going on with the more experienced players on the Irish team. And if they stay in the locker room for a little discussion, because they're really struggling right now. Games coming up. This is the second game of a 4-game and 5-day stretch. The DeSales girls and boys will be in action together out at Tucci on Monday. Girls to tip off at 6, followed by the boys, and then a very short road trip on Tuesday at Walla Walla Valley Academy over in College Place. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. So that's the schedule of upcoming games. DeSales boys down 32-22. Be a very defining thing for, I think, midway through the season to see how the Irish boys respond to this 10-point halftime deficit. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. Let's take a look at the individual statistics as the Irish boys are now warming up. Here come the Hawks now. It's about a minute and a half to go before the second half tip-off. For the Hawks, with the 32 points and the 10-point lead, Coach Sanche has played to six players. Five of them have scored. Xerxes Miles Guilford has two. Tayari Williams Archibald has two. Three for Davis Kashan on a Hank Gordon Edward Jones three in the second quarter. 10 points for Tacoma Black Tomahawk. The senior scored the first 5 points of the game. He scored seven in the first quarter and then hit a Hank Gordon Edward Jones three in the second quarter. And then Davian Parks, who's been the guy, 15 points to lead all scorers, five in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter. He has 4 2-point field goals, 2 3-point field goals, and he's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. For the Sales, Coach Wood has gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame, and all 7 of the 8 have scored, but none of them very much. Cohen Wood has 1 point, 2 for Spencer Green. Spencer's a guy who really got it. Got to find a way to get that guy going. One of the top offensive players in the state in his last 3 years, really, especially last year and the year before. One driving lane is all he's got. He's got several looks from beyond the arc, but just haven't been able to finish them. Two for Jake Warwick. Three for Malachi Raymond. Malachi in spurts has looked like he did last year. Last year, he had some great games. In fact, at the state tournament, Malachi statistically was in the top 10 individual performers in both scoring and rebounding. He looked at times the way he did towards the end of the season last year, rounding into shape. 4 points for Manning Phelan. A Maddox Phelan, the 5'9 senior, 5 points, but both of those in the first quarter. He hit an early Hank Gordon Edward Jones three, hit a two-pointer to beat the shot clock. And 5 points for Mateo Jimenez, a 6-foot freshman, seems to be the guy. If I had to pick one guy that is really answering the bell from an effort standpoint at both ends of the court, it would be Mateo Jimenez. He had a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, had some rebounds, playing good defense. We'll see how the Irish do as the Hawks are going to start the second half with the ball from my perch in the penalty box here at the Toyota Center. Ice hockey rink that also has basketball games. And there's a backdoor cut. Hassan gets it to Miles Guilford for a wide open lane and off the opening play of the second half. Irish down 12, 34, 22. Working to my right in front of the Irish bench, wearing those road four screen uniforms. And they try a back cut to Malachi Raymond. He scores, he's fouled. Very similar plays by both teams. They got the ball at the top of the key, then a player in the corner cut baseline and the Hawks got a two out of it. And
and Zakus, who did not start the game but played quite a bit in the first half. He starts the second half. He draws the foul. Malachi can't hit the free throw. Hawks with the rebound. Irish down 34-24. Hawks in the right corner to Bashan. Three on the way, in and out, and back in. Davis Bashan, a senior. His second, Hank Ward, Edward Jones, three. The Hawks have hit on both their possessions, up 37-24. Raymond up top to, Maddox to Raymond, now to Green. Now to Manning Fire, lose the handle, gets it back. Out top, Cohen Woods got it, looking inside, nobody open. Up top to Malachi, down low to Phelan. He backs in on Tomahawk and puts it right in there. Those were the shots in the first half that Manning was leading short. That was right in the hoop. 37-26, Irish down 11. Damian Parks, the ball handling demonstration, several behind between the leg dribbles. Now he goes down the right side and he's fouled on the drive. Damian Parks, 15 first half points. He's really feeling it. He thinks he's getting free throws. They say, no, it's on the drive. So that foul was on Maddox, his first. Malachi Raymond has two for the Irish. Bashand and Miles Guilford have two each for the Hawks. Guilford gets it to Parks. He drives in and puts it up in traffic. Good. 39-26. Hawks up by 13. Maddox filing on the drive. Zirkzee's Alexander tried to steal it from him. He got it back, and then he takes it away again. Bashand back to Guilford as they come on the fast break. Ball knocked away from Guilford. Woods got it. The Irish get a break there after he turned it over. Now Green into front court. Got to find a way to get the redhead going. Dribbling left to right. Trying to find room on the drive. Bashan cuts him off. Kick out to Raymond. Right in front of the Irish bench. Up top to Maddox. Swing it over to Spencer Green. Looks at a deep three. Bashan is right on him. He'll go ahead and take the shot and leave it short. Rebound chased down the corner by Raymond. Back to Spencer. Spencer's just got to keep shooting. Up to Maddox Filen. Maddox on the drive. Cut off. Gets it to Wood. Loose the handle. Gets it back. Kick out to Maddox. Three on the way. Got it. Maddox Filen. The Hank Ward. Edward Jones three. The Irish trying to keep pace right now. They're down 10, which is where they were at the half. It's 39-29 Hawks. 5:28 to go. They got to find a way to start making a dent in the lead. Parks out front on the dribbles. Long cross-court pass to Bashan. Raymond on him. Left corner goes to Black Tomahawk. Up top to Xerxes Alexander. Xerxes Guilford. Pass in the corner to Bashan, and he hits it. Davis Bashan, third. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, three of the ball game, and they've opened up a 13-point lead at 42-29. 4:57 to go, third quarter. Up top it goes to Raymond. Inside to Manning firing. Double team kick out to Green. Green with Bashan right on him. Out of Wood. Inside to Manning. Tries to get a player in the air. A little left-handed hook shot. Off the front iron. Won't go. Long up court pass. Stolen by Spencer Green at half court. They've got a 3-on-2. Spencer on the drive. No room to shoot. Kicks it over to Wood. In the left corner, Maddox filing. Gets a player in there. Puts up a 15-footer. It's blocked out of bounds by Miles Guilford. Manning Filen a moment ago had a nice finish, but he's looking at the shot blockers. Just look at the rim. Irish will inbound it, trailing 42-29. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Confidence is definitely an issue right now for the Irish offensively. This is the third game they played against a quality opponent where they've had trouble scoring. And now they get it to Filen. Filen beats the shot clock and scores it. Manning, a fadeaway in the lane. Irish down 42-31. 4 minutes to go. Halfway point of this third quarter. Davian Parks on the deep left wing. Maddox Filen now with sag off. And now he comes closer. Keeps dribbling. He likes that between the leg dribble. Bounce pass to the right elbow to Miles Guilford. Miles drives right around Manning Filen and lays it in. They are offensively too talented for the Irish right now. 44-31. The Sales down 13 points. Maddox Filen deep on the left wing. High post pass to Raymond. In the post to Manning Filen. Kick out to Maddox. Wide open three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound Black Tomahawk. Black Tomahawk up court to Bashan. Bashan cut off by Spencer Green. Good defense. Kick to Damian Parks. Damian Parks open three. Won't go. Rebound Cohen Wood. Outlet to Spencer. Spencer surveys the defense. Hawks hustle back on offense, or defense, excuse me. Now to Manning filing at the top of the key. Back to Green. Spends it. No room to shoot. And they're coming right at him every time he gets the ball. Maddox finally gets it to Malachi Raymond. In the low post to Manning. Manning backing in. Little left-handed hook shot off the iron again. That's a thing that they're getting is the inside shots to Manning. He's just not finishing them. And the other way, Miles Gilford, a driving lay-in in transition, and he lays it in. They've opened up a 15-point lead, 46-31. 2:43 to go, third quarter. Up top, it goes to Malachi Raymond. A catch-and-shoot three. It's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. And I've coached and been around athletics for a long time. And right now, the DeSales players are tired looking, they're frustrated looking, and they're just like, what is going on? And several substitutions. Mateo Jimenez, Jackson Gazelle, and Jake Warwick check in. Green and Malachi Raymond stay on the court as starters. Just got to fight through it. Parks, right wing to Miles Gilford. On him is Raymond. Gilford will shoot a 17-footer right in his face and score it. These guys love the one-on-one game. Gilford, 8 points in the quarter, 10 for the game. Driving to the basket is Jimenez. He'll lay it in as he goes right by Gilford. Mateo Jimenez leads the Irish in scoring with 7 points. Actually, Maddox 5 and has 8. He hit that. Hank Warden Edwards on 3 earlier. Gilford on the drive. Shot blocked by Raymond. Paul picked up by Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive. Spins in on Black Tomahawk. Leaves it short, but he's fouled. Mateo Jimenez went right in on the senior. Black Tomahawk spun into his chest and drew the foul. Mateo's saying, hey, it's not that complicated. He's a freshman. He's playing loose. A lot of these older guys, they're seniors, saying, hey, we want to go out with a lot of success, and it's not quite going the way they want. Mateo's first free throw is off the mark. That is Black Tomahawk's second foul. Second team foul on Tulalip Heritage. Mateo will get another try here at the line. His second one is also off the mark. Black Tomahawk with the rebound. Irish down 15 points. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. We've got a whistle and a block foul as Jimenez tried to block off Davian Parks. And Mateo called for the block foul. The Irish fans won an offensive foul. Timeout. Tulalip Heritage. 1:42 to go, third quarter. The Hawks with a 15-point lead and the ball on the Irish when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I was looking at my notes from the last year quarterfinal game. Walla Heritage shot about 30%, a little less from three-point line. They took a lot of them. Didn't make very many of them, but today they have three players have taken their turns at making runs. Black Tomahawk, 7 first quarter points. Davian Parks, 10 in the second quarter. Now Miles Gilford with 8 in the third quarter so far. And there's a drive by Davian Parks after the timeout. He gets to the rim, came at the shot, was out of bounds. Last touch by the Hawks. And you could hear kind of a groan from the Irish coaching staff. I'm sure they talked about defense, among other things, and they let Parks go right to the basket. And there's Jimenez going hard to the basket, and he's fouled. They say not on the shot, but Mateo Jimenez is getting the ball on the wing, and he's just going after it. That's Black Tomahawk's third foul. Irish Inbound it in the corner to Raymond. Now to Green. Right on Green. Up top to Warwick. Swing it over to Gazelle. Now on the baseline to Jimenez. Finds Warwick wide open. He lays it in. And a foul on Black Tomahawk. They got the ball in the short corner on the baseline to Jimenez. The defense came to him, and he just put a little over-the-shoulder pass to Warwick, who cut in for the easy lay-in, and then he's fouled. So that's four fouls now on Black Tomahawk. Warwick's free throw is good. So the Irish get it back to 12. They were down 15 there for a while. It's 48-36 Hawks. If the Irish can get a little run and get this down to single digits to start the fourth quarter. 1:18 to go in the third. Davian Parks, 17 points to lead all scorers. He's dribbling between the circles. Left wing to Xerxes Alexander. Xerxes Guilford. Same Alexander, I don't know why. Pass up top, tip goes to Bashan. Bashan fires a three, left wing, won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Outlet to Green. Inside a minute to go, first quarter, just inside a minute. Spencer in the front court. Irish down 48-36. Spencer on the drive, goes all the way up and in and lays it in. Spencer just floated along the right side of the block, looking like he was going to pass it off. The Irish have scored five in a row, and it's a 10-point game. Irish down 48-38, 38 seconds to go in the third. Davian Parks brings in the front court between the circles. Green shadowing him. 17 on the shot clock, 29 on the game clock. So they've got to shoot. And he gets a screen from Zacuse, doesn't use it. Now Jimenez is on Parks. Up top it goes to Zero, who's checked in after that timeout, passing the court to Parks. He loses the ball out of bounds, uncontested. He just dropped it between his legs. So Zero is Joshua Davis, a freshman who checked in. So just like that, the Irish can cut it to single digits here before the end of the quarter. They were down 17 at one point. They're now down 48-38. Spencer on the dribble. Bashand on him. Gets a screen from Raymond. Spencer still with the dribble. Goes hard to the basket. He's fouled. With 4 seconds to go. And we'll shoot two free throws. Nice finish here in the last minute plus. And the foul is on number 20. That's Zacuse. His second personal. So Spencer Green. First trip to the free throw line. Chance to cut it to single digits. He'll hit the first one. Irish down 9, 48-39. Coach Wood clapping his hands saying, hey, let's go. We're feeling it. Irish got some momentum. Spencer hits them both. 48-40. Parks. Parks will get to half court. He'll push it up court. He'll fire it deep and won't go. So the sales, my math might not be correct, but I think they finished the quarter in a 7-0 run to trail 48-40 with 8 minutes left. We're going to keep it here. You're back. Okay, well, let's take a break. It's the end of the third quarter. Irish down 48-40. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, DeSales was down 10 at the half, down by 17 with just a couple minutes to go in the third quarter. But they end up outscoring the Hawks 18-16 in the third quarter and have some momentum. They'll start the fourth quarter with the ball. Green cut off the right elbow on the dribble, up top the ring, and now to Jimenez. Jimenez backing in, spins inside on Miles Guilford, and he puts it up and in. Mateo Jimenez, 9 points, and he is playing physical, got right into the chest of Miles Guilford, and it's a 6-point game. Now Jimenez on the deck with a loose ball, taken away from Tomahawk. Ball still loose, Green's got it. Spencer the other way, gets it in the corner to Warwick. It's Warwick, Jimenez, Raymond, Gazelle and Green. And we have a ball goes out of bounds, and it's off of the Hawks. Down to our right. So the Sails, a chance to cut it to four here. Green. Looking inside, nobody open. Up top, it goes to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive again. Kick in the corner to Warwick. Three on the way. Up off the backboard. And won't go. Off the iron, off the backboard. I thought it was going to fall in. Rebound Hawks. Here they come the other way to Bashan. Double pump to the hoop. Shot won't go. Rebound Miles Guilford. He hits it and he fouls by Drake Warwick. They get from one end to the other in a hurry. Xerxes, Miles Guilford missed the first one, got it back. Warwick fouled him, and the ball just rolled around and dropped in on the second try. But I love the effort for DeSales. The last couple minutes of the third and now into the fourth. Miles Guilford completes a three-point play and is back up to a nine-point game. But I like the energy of the Irish right now. Jimenez on the left wing with it. Miles Guilford all over him, and he fouls him. So Mateo Jimenez, a six-foot freshman, is the guy who's really forced the issue back at the Hawks, and now some of the other Irish players starting to pick that up. Irish will inbound it across the way. Gazelle inbounds it to Green. Spencer drives by Bashan, goes all the way up and in strong. It won't go, but he's fouled by Bashan. Now Spencer taking the ball to the rim hard. And it's on Bashan. That's his third. Black Tomahawk, who had seven first quarter points, is on the bench with four fouls. So Spencer back at the line to shoot two. His first one is good. Three for three from the line. The more he sees that free throw go in, nothing but net, that'll help his outside shooting as well. Irish down 51-43. Second free throw is also good. The Irish have it back to a it's a seven-point game, 51-44. Forgot about the three-point play by Miles Guilford. Damian Parks about Green right on him. Trying to find room to shoot. Ball knocked away. Gets it back. Dumps it down low. Nicely for Vacuz. His shot won't go. He's fouled. I'll tell you what. Damian Parks dribbling at the elbow with his back to the basket. Three guys all over him. He got it knocked away for a second, but had the presence of mind to getting it to the open player of Vacuz. Sales commits the foul. And Vacuz misses the first free throw. They'll get one more opportunity. 6.5 minutes to go. Irish down seven. Vacuz hits the second free throw, his first point of the game. Green is going to push it up the other way. Warwick's behind the defense, but he gets cut off by Miles Guilford. Now to Green. Green's cut off on the baseline by Miles Guilford. Miles Guilford playing very good defense. Spencer still on the dribble drive. Dump it to Warwick. Warwick, he'll drive in, and he's fouled by Miles Guilford. Miles Guilford has four fouls. So the Irish more assertive on the dribble drive, and they're getting the Hawks in some foul trouble. Three team fouls on them here in the first minute 40 of the fourth quarter. Left corner pass and rebound to Warwick. He goes baseline, finds Raymond in the lane, dumps it down low to Jimenez, who lays it in. Nice inbound play. Jimenez has 11 points and timeout. Oh, a technical foul. A technical foul on Miles Guilford. I thought the coach was calling a timeout, and that is it for Miles Guilford. The junior fouls out with a technical foul for his fifth foul at the 6:08 mark of the ball game, and DeSales is down 52-46. I'm going to write that down in my notes. So that is a big deal. And now Tyari Williams-Archibald, who started the game but hasn't really played much, comes in. Now Spencer Green will shoot the free throws off the technical. His first one is good. Or both of them are good. I missed one. I was trying to get everything in my notes written down. So the Irish are within four and with the ball. What a change of events. So a four-point game with 6 minutes to go, and the Irish can get within two or one if they hit a three. Raymond kicks it back off to Gazelle. Gazelle on the drive. Can't find any room to shoot. Kick out to Jimenez. Jimenez will drive in. He'll go a double pump. Scoop to the hoop. It's off the mark. Rebound by Parks. Good move. Tough. It would have been a tough make. Parks to the other way with it. Backing in on Green. He spins inside. Goes up strong and scores it.
He's got 19, 54-48. The Hawks back up by six. He has got to try to find a way to keep the momentum going. And now Jimenez stepped on the sideline. Crossed the way on the left wing. He caught the ball, and that's where he's been driving hard to the basket. And he looks at Coach Wood and says, I'm tired. And he probably is. He's really been playing. He's been playing his guts out. And he's holding his side right now. So Mateo Jimenez is going to sit down with 11 points. The freshman has given his all out there. Now Manning Filan will come back in the ballgame. Irish down 54-48. Archibald is checked back in. Gets the ball to high post to Bashan on the left wing. Now passes off to Black Tomahawk. His shot blocked by Green. Ball's loose on the floor. Saved by Archibald. Knocks it off. Green saves it to Cazell. Great hustle by Spencer Green. Up court to Warwick. Wide open underneath is Filan. And Filan lays it in. Manning scores it. The Irish are within four again at 54-50. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Whew. I was getting a little worried about where this was headed, and the Irish have really fought back. Bashard fires a three, and he hits it. Davis Bashan. He has 12 points all on Hank Gordon. Edgar turns three. Leads back up to seven. Gazelle gets to the elbow. A little fadeaway. It rolls, and it drops. Jackson Gazelle's first basket. Irish down 57-52. 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Davis Park, Davian Parks, the senior, brings it up court, hesitates and dribbles. Green cuts him off at the elbow, passes it back to Archibald. 15 on the shot clock, Rainer right on Archibald. The Irish are hunkering down on their man-to-man defense a little better. Now Bashan with it, 9 on the shot clock. Parks has the ball, he checks the clock. Green sizes him up, Parks between the legs, dribble, swing it to Bashan. 3 on the way, pop the iron, won't go, rebound, Warwick. That lets us Green, Irish down 5. Bring it up court. Raymond goes right at Parks, misses a lane. Two try, gets his own rebound and puts it back in. Malachi Raymond went right at Parks, couldn't finish it, kept flying straight across, and number 11 caught it and put it back in. Irish as close as they've been since the early first quarter, or actually the first quarter break when it was 14-12. The Irish now down just 3 at 57-54. Parks goes behind the back, hits by Cazell, lose the ball, goes off of Warwick's head, goes right to Bashan. Now Archibald with it. 8 on the shot clock. Archibald on the drive. We got a whistle and a foul's going to be called. Two officials blew it. Green 21. Green 21. That's Cazell. That's Jackson's first. Now Miles Guilford's checking back in. I thought Miles Guilford is back in the ball game. So a technical foul, that would be 5 on him. What? A technical foul is a personal foul. That was his 5th foul when he got the technical. Okay, they're going to say in the corner, Parks misses a shot, and the Irish get the rebound. So Miles Guilford, down low to Manning Filan. Manning shot off the mark, rebound tip, controlled by Miles Guilford, and he's fouled by Manning Filan. Manning is just having a rough time. He's working hard in there, but he's just not finishing the So Miles Guilford picked up a personal foul. Or he had 4 personal fouls. He picked up a technical foul. A technical foul is a personal foul, which should have been his 5th foul. And he just came back in the ballgame, and the home book says he only has 4. It's the Hawks book is the official book, and they're letting him back in the ballgame. That is not right. Guilford on the drive, and he scores it. And at 59-54, Hawks back up by 5. Maddox Filan's back in the ballgame now. He gets it up top to Green. Spencer with Bashan on him, gets a screen, fires a 3, hits a 3. Oh boy, hope that gets him going. Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3, has the Irish within 2 at 59-57. That's the closest they've been since being down 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. Parks, Hawks stopped on the drive on the left wing. Back to Miles Guilford. He'll try it now. Drives in strong over Manning Filan. Bank shot won't go. Rebound all green shirts. Wood comes up with it. And the Irish can tie or take the lead on this possession. 2:15 to go in a quickly played game. Irish down 59-57. Pass up top to Maddox 5. And Maddox drives baseline. Shoots around Black Tomahawk top block. Tip, and it's out of bounds off the sail. Jimenez checks in for Jake Warwick. So we've got a ball game, folks. 2-point difference. The Irish 2:07 to go. They're trying to gut this out. They're looking pretty tired right now, but they've got more of that fire in their eyes. So Davian Parks comes into front court. Parks on the drive. And he scullays it in on the left side. Got by Spencer on that one. Parks has 21. Irish back down 61-57. Minute 45 to go. Spencer up top. Left wing pass to Maddox Filan. In the block to Manning Filan. Turns from 15. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Bashan. Irish need a stop here. A minute and a half to go. They're now down 4. 61-57. Davian Parks. Hop, skip, and a hesitation dribble. Coach says, slow it down. Well, we're on some time now. Now Miles Guilford with the ball. On the drive, cut off, kick out to Archibald. He'll fire a long three. It's short. Rebound Manning Filan to Green. Green with Miles Guilford on him. Gotta attack him there. They swing it to Maddox Filan. Maddox will drive to the L. Kick back to Green. Swing it over to Jimenez. Jimenez on the baseline drive, dumps it to Manning Filan, who lays it in. Timeout to sail. Assist to Jimenez. Manning Filan has 12. Irish down 61-59. Exactly 1 minute to go in the ball game. Hawks with the ball. The Irish down 2. When we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Irish started their run and got within 10 of the Hawks to start this fourth quarter. And now they've outscored the Hawks 19-13 in the fourth quarter and have gotten within 2 points with 1 minute to go. They were actually within 8 at the start of the fourth quarter. Forgot about that. Not being very good with my math at that time. The Irish are down by as many as 17 midway through the third quarter. Got it down to 48-40 at the start of the fourth quarter, and they're now down 61-59. Green, Maddox Filan, Malachi Raymond, Cohen Wood, and Mateo Jimenez on the floor for the Irish. Exactly 1 minute left. Davian Parks will bring it up court. He loads all scores of 21 points. The senior point guard. Spencer Green meets him at the timeout. Gets a screen from Xerxes Alexander. They'll now double team him. He'll give it up to Miles Guilford. Excuse me. Miles Guilford. Back to Damian. 10 on the shot clock. Spencer Green shadowing him. They cut him off the top. He gave to Miles Guilford. He loses the ball behind his back. A whistle and a push foul. Foul with about 2 seconds on the shot clock. That is 5 fouls on the Irish. So Miles Guilford. That was the one where Miles Guilford pushed him. He pushed him back. And the second guy got the call. And there's a guy shooting free throws now that shouldn't even be in the game. Left-handed free throw is off the mark. He picked up a technical foul, which is also a personal foul, unless I'm completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is. In fact, the official said it is, but the home book said, no, he only has 4 fouls. He hits the second one. Irish down 62-59, 32 seconds left. Spencer Green between the circles with it. Irish need to take a quick shot here or maybe try a 3. And there's a backside cut. Nobody was there. Black Tomahawk with the steal. So Malachi Raymond and Cohen Wood had one at the high post, one cut into the basket, and they did not connect, and they threw it right to Black Tomahawk. With 21 seconds to go in the ballgame. And the Irish have to foul. They will.
and that will put Davian Park at the free throw line where he hits the first one. Tough turnover there. 21 seconds to go. It's now a four-point game. So the Irish don't need a three. They just need a basket. Gets them both. Timeout. Now the Sales against Moses Lake Christian, I think it was, with about a minute to go, they got back within 5 points, and then they just took a whole possession just launching desperation three-pointers. And let's see if Coach Wood talks this situation through. There's 24 seconds to go. You need to score twice, a two and a three, so at least. So you need to take your first available shot, and then go for the steal on the inbound. If not, you got to foul. Of course, I'm not the coach. I also know when you are the coach, you go over all that stuff in a timeout. It doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to happen, but tough turnover. The Irish with one possession at 3 points, and we just threw it right to the Hawks. What a comeback. Let's see if the Irish can finish it. But down five with 21 seconds to go. Green inbound against Maddox firing. And gets it into Maddox. They've got to push it. Maddox will push in the front court. And still the drill, but I'll get it to Green. Green picks up his dribble, finds Jimenez wide open underneath, and he'll lay it in. Jimenez wide open underneath, scores it. Timeout. Timeout. Hawks with 7.4 seconds to go. Coach Wood said, we got to go. Filan and Green both looked like they had looks, and then Jimenez came wide open underneath and laid it in. So 7.4 seconds left. Irish down 64-61. I cannot see the possession arrow clock. They don't have it posted anywhere on any of the scoreboards. I don't know who's who has the possession arrow. Both teams will be over the limit on fouls, which is good for DeSales. They want to put them at the free throw line. So 64-61, one possession game, 7.4 seconds to go. The Irish have got to go get the steal on the inbound for a foul right away. And then hope for a couple of missed free throws. Deshaun, oh, he throws it right to Wood, 50-footer, good! Wood hits it from the foul line at the one-point game, timeout. The Sales, they threw it right to Cohen Wood at the foul line, and he said, all right, and he shot it up and in. So Cohen Wood hits a 15-footer with 3 seconds to go to make it a one-point game at 64-63. So 3 seconds are left. The Irish down 64-63. And the Hawks will be inbounding it again. It's a full timeout. We'll take a quick break. 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Sales down 64-63. We just got a gift as the Hawks inbounded the ball right to Cohen Wood at the free throw line. He made the shot, and it's a one-point game. 3 seconds left. Archibald has the baseline. They get into Parks. Parks is fouled with 1.9 seconds left. Hmm. 1.9 seconds left. We'll walk the other way. Davian Parks just hit two free throws. He's got 23 points to lead all scorers. So the Toyota Center is quiet. And the first free throw is good. 65-63. Even on a made free throw, the Irish could huck one up and tie. So 1.9 seconds left. He misses the second one. Green with the rebound. He'll take it up from three quarters. Court off the mark. It had the right range. It was just wide right. So the Irish are going to lose it. 65-63. Nice comeback, but we got to learn to start coming back a little quicker. 65-63, DeSales defeated by Tulalip Heritage. We'll be right back for the postgame show on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at the Toyota Center, and my question is answered. This is the third year of the Native American Classic Basketball Tournament sponsored by Wenatchee Valley Community College. And the first 2 years, especially the first year, because we didn't know what to expect. We came into the Toyota Center, and there were Native American dances going on the court at halftime in between games. It was really neat. And they had all kinds of cultural displays up in the hallways and whatnot. And then last year we came up here, and everything was at Wenatchee Valley Community College, which, no offense to their facility, but it's no Toyota Center. It's a cinder block gymnasium with bleachers on just one side. They did have the dancing at halftime, but none of the other vibe. And then this year we went out to the community college last night for the first game, and it was like a back-to-back high school game. There were no community college teams, because the first 2 years at high school and community college teams. But the first year I didn't know that. And when I walked into the Toyota Center, they had the Native American dancers going, and then they had like this opening ceremony, and they had all the teams come out and line up, and I'm looking at some of the players, and I'm like, holy crap, those guys are big. And then I realized, oh, it's community college. But then yesterday I didn't see anything about any community college games going on, but right now the Wenatchee Valley Community College Knights are out there warming up against the team in black. And these are definitely not high school guys. Or not 1B high school guys, anyway. Yep. So there, I got that part cleared up. But I don't know about the Native American part of the tournament. I haven't seen any of that this year. Well, the Sales lose at 65-63 against a very good Tulalip Heritage team. And when I saw them on the schedule, back initially we were supposed to play Kashmir in the final game of the tournament. And Kashmir, a very good 1A program. Coach Wood was looking forward to that. Tulalip Heritage, they requested an early game because they have to travel back to the west side. So they moved Tulalip Heritage to an 11 o'clock slot. And Coach Wood said, yeah, we'll play at 11 a.m. We'll play through Iowa Heritage. These two teams played last in the state quarterfinals. And the first quarter was competitive. They came out right away, and Tocola Black Tomahawks scored the first 5 points of the game. The Irish got back into it. It was 6-5. I think we might have led by 1 point. We were down 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. But then Davian Parks had a 10-point second quarter. The Irish really, really dropped off. Got outscored 18-10 in the second quarter. The Irish were down 32-22 at the half. And then midway through the third quarter, it was looking rough. I think we were down by as many as 17. And in the last couple of minutes, we went on a nice run to get it down to an 8-point game at the end of the third quarter at 48-40. We outscored the Hawks 18-2, 16 in the third quarter. And with about 2 minutes to go, we were still down by 8. And then just like that, we got it down to a 2-point game. And we're right in there, right to the end. A bad turnover where we threw it away when we were down 3. But then the Hawks threw it right back to us when they had a 4-point lead. Threw it right to Cohen Wood at the foul line. 3 seconds to go in the inbound. Cohen caught it, shot it, made it. With 1.9 seconds to go, with 3 seconds to go, we had a chance. Parks made one of two free throws, and then a three-quarter-court lead by Spencer Green. It was close, but didn't catch any wind. And if that would have gone in, the Irish would have won the ball game. But instead, the Irish do win the second half, and especially the fourth quarter. They outscored the Hawks 22-17 that final 8 minutes, but they lose it 65-63. The Irish now have lost 3 of their last 5 games. They're 7-3 overall. And we'll play again on Monday out of Tushy. We'll be back with the individual totals and on 94, and also hopefully a visit with Coach Eric Wood. It's the halfway point of the season. We just played our 10th game, 20 games in the regular season. I was hopeful that maybe Coach Wood and I could have a little visit about, you know, what his thoughts are halfway through the regular season. But if he doesn't come out, I understand completely. So we'll take a break and give you the individual stats and hopefully an interview with Coach Eric Wood. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live in the post-game show, and I mentioned at the opener, I broadcast a lot of games and never broadcast one from the penalty box.
the height of a hockey arena. So here I am in the penalty box with Coach Wood. And I appreciate you coming out, Coach. You just played the 10th game of the season, halfway through the regular season, and obviously the outcome wasn't what you hoped for. You always want to win the ball game. That's kind of a tough stretch. You've lost 3 games of your last 5, all to very good teams. And tonight, the first half was pretty rough, and that's about the last 2 minutes of the third quarter. Today, pretty rough. Your thoughts on this game specifically, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just what did you see throughout the ball game?
Yeah, the first part of the game, you know, right now defense is not good. We have to figure out a way to be better there. We're taking a few too many risks out top and then allowing lane penetration. And our philosophy is we try and push teams to the sideline and baseline. So, start running offense from those areas on the court, and we're not doing that. So, we have to get back in the gym, practice. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of days of practice. We're jumping right back Monday, right into week 10. So, put it on the board. So, get back to what we can do. I mean, we know we have a good team. We're struggling a little bit to find our chemistry as a group. But I'm really impressed Jackson Cadell, Taylor Jimenez, Jake Williams, and Matt McDonald.
You outscored them 23-17 in the fourth quarter, 41-33 in the second half. And really, from the last 2 minutes of the third quarter on, that's what we want.
That's what I expect from this group. The last 2 minutes of the third going in the fourth, that's exactly what we expect. The energy level. I thought we had some really good offensive looks. The ball sometimes just didn't go through the hoop. That's going to happen. Really, for me, it's going to be focusing up on defense. We've got to shore that up, otherwise it's going to be a good team.
Defense, number one thing. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming out dropping the penalty box.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know you have a lot to do with the logistics of coming up here, so thanks for taking care of me and
getting
me a room at the hotel with you guys. And we'll see you out to Tushy on Monday.
Sounds good.
Thanks Coach.
Have safe travels home.
You too. Okay, Coach Wood, very gracious to come out and visit with us. Defense, team chemistry. Got to get that squared away. And the energy level as well. And in the second half, we made some progress. First 6 minutes of that third quarter, along with most in the whole first half, not so good. But that last 10 minutes of play, that's what we want. And I had already circled Mateo Jimenez as our very clean player of the game. It's kind of a no-brainer, but he was mentioned along with Jackson Gazelle and Jake Warwick, who came off the bench and really helped kind of stop the bleeding, so to speak. But Mateo Jimenez, 13 points, 8 in the second half, and nice job by him. Let's go through all the individual totals, and then we'll wrap things up for this weekend in Wenatchee. Coach Sean Sanchez and the Tulalip Heritage Hawks go to 9-2 on the season. Their only losses are to Kings, a 1A program, and they lost to Lummi Nation by 3 points last Friday, January 5th, and Lummi Nation, the defending state champion. So it's not like we lost this ball game to a team that's not that good. They're very good. Tulalip Heritage is. They'll be in Spokane, and we hope to be there too. And a lot of ball left to be played between now and then. The last 8 minutes is what we got to try to hang our hat on and keep moving forward. So scoring for Tulalip Heritage, Coach Sanche Sean Sanche got 7 players in the ballgame, and 6 of them scored. In fact, the 7th player, Joshua Davis, a freshman, did play there until right at the very end. So all 6 of the players that played any amount of time scored. Zappus had 1 point in limited time off the bench, and then 4 players in double figures. Kyari Williams-Archibald had 2 points. He was one of those starters. And then 4 players in double figures. 10 for Tacoma Black Tomahawk, a senior. He had 7 of those in the first quarter. 12 points for Davis Bouchon, a senior. He had 5 points last year as a junior. He hit 4 Hank Gordon Edward Jones threes, and he was tough on that. And then there, 2 main scorers, Zirkson's Miles Guilford, a junior, 16 points. But his last point, he shouldn't have been in the game. That's another area I didn't even want to bring that up to Coach Wood. Xerxes Miles Guilford picked up his 4th foul, and then in the transition back the other end of the court, all of a sudden the whistle blew to my left, and the official would teed up Miles Guilford. Technical foul at the high school level is a personal foul, and that was his 5th foul. And he came out of the game. And then with about 2 minutes to go, Coach Sante put him back in. There was a discussion, and the first question, I could hear it. I'm about 20 feet at the most away from the sideline, and I heard the question, is a technical foul a personal foul? Coach would ask that. The official said yes. Our bookkeeper, Carter Green, Coach Wood said, does he have 5 fouls? And Carter says yes. The official went to the Hawks bookkeeper at the other end of the scorer's table, because the home team, which they were, is the official book, and they said, how many fouls did you have? And she said 4. And so they let him play. And anyway, that's the learning lesson. And I actually, I'm editorializing too much. But we've had 2 major significant issues with scorebook lack of communication. The girls were a victim of a 3-point swing with 1 minute to go over a scorebook conflict. And then now one of their main players, a guy who scored 16 points in the game, he made 1 free throw after he could not bend back in. He's a big physical kid. So that was kind of tough to watch happen there down the stretch. But then which happens to me a lot. Davian Parks leads the Hawks and all scorers in scoring 24 points. He had 5 in the first quarter, then had a big second quarter when they really started to stretch it out. He had 10 points in the quarter, including 2 home court and big jump threes. He had 15 by halftime, 2 in the third quarter, and 7 in the fourth quarter, including 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the final 20 seconds. Lead all scores with 24. He scored 29 last year as a junior when the Irish played Tulalip Heritage in the quarterfinals. So he's a tough ball player. He's very good. Coach Woods, guys, well, actually, free throw shooting. The Hawks shot a very respectable 7 of 10 from the free throw line, including 6 of 8 in the fourth quarter. For the Sales, and there's 63 points. Coach Wood got 8 players in the ballgame, and all of them scored points. 2 for Jackson Gazelle. 5 for Jake Warwick. Both those guys mentioned in Coach Wood's post-game interview as guys who came off the bench and did a good job. 3 points for Colin Wood. Kept field goal with 3 seconds to go. He threw it right to him at the foul line. Was a big one. Got the Irish within 1 at 64-63. And Warwick, as we mentioned, had 5 points. 7 for Malachi Raymond. Malachi scored in every quarter night. For the first time, I really thought Malachi was starting to look like he looked last year. And hopefully he just keeps getting better after missing the first 7 games of the season with that broken finger.
8 points from Maddox Vilen. He had a couple of Hank Gordon, Edward Jones threes. And then 12 points from Manning Vilen. Manning scored in every quarter. He had 8 points in the second half. He had 13 yesterday against Cascade Christian. So he scores in double figures, but he's missing a lot of inside shots. And he's just got to get better at finishing close to the basket. And Spencer Green leads the Irish in scoring of 13 points, just two in the first half. Spencer had just three field goals in the game, and we've really got to help him or find a way to get him going offensively. But the fourth quarter, he had a big Hank Gordon, Edward Jones three, and was 4-4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. 6-6 overall from the line for the 13 points. So get Spencer going a little more on offense and get everybody to play with the energy that Mateo Jimenez in particular did, as he and Spencer tie for game scoring honors for the Irish with 13 each. And those are follow the freshman's lead and get everybody on the roll on the same page. Coach Wood talked about defense, team chemistry, and energy level. Those are the big three for the Irish moving forward as we're at the halfway point of the season. The Irish did 9 of 12 from the free throw line. The Hawks committed 15 fouls unofficially for the game. The Leafs committed 10. Their team player of the game is Mateo Jimenez. I think I might have already mentioned that. Well, let's wrap it up here from Wenatchee. Irish called a 7-3. Next game's coming up. The Day of Sales girls and boys will travel out to Tucci on Monday for a Southeast 1B great division matchup. The Indians, I think, are 5-2 right now. They got a good record going. And then the girls' game will tip off at 6, followed by the boys. Then Tuesday, they're right back at it at Walla Walla Valley Academy and College Place. Girls tipping off at 6, followed by the boys. Well, great job back to the studio, as always, by Gabe. Thank you for listening along the way here up in Wenatchee. The outcome today wasn't what we'd hoped for, but a beautiful atmosphere for games and a beautiful landscape out there. I have to talk about that. It's cold, and not really terribly cold at all for January. It's 32 degrees this morning, but the foothills of the Eastern Cascades are got that nice powdery snow, look like powdered sugar on all the mountains, and it's a beautiful drive up. It'll be a beautiful drive home. And then we make the drive out to Tucci on Monday. We've seen that road plenty of times. And so with that, we'll say go Seahawks. You have a bye this week. The NFL playoffs have started. Thank you for listening. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And this is Mike Spees saying God bless. And until Monday out of Tucci, we'll send you back to the studios at 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.